Hello, everybody out there in podcast land. It's Gary Stuckey back once again for another exciting episode right here on Anchor.fm. Real music. Got a lady calling in all the way from Australia, the land of the kangaroos. She's a country singer and songwriter. Her name is J.D. Reynolds. She's also a choreographer, dancer, and model. How cool is that? She's got a brand new song out, though. It's called Whatever. It's a ladies' anthem. And the ladies are going to do whatever they want to. They're going to crank up this song. I'm just telling you, the guys are going to love it, too. Very talented lady. You're going to be hearing her name a lot more. And a new album coming out very soon. I can't wait. And here she is talking all about it. Here is J.D. Reynolds.
So you've got a new single out called Whatever, right? And that's a catchy phrase. You're talking about phrases. And so whatever, right? Is it? You hear that a lot, right?
Isn't it the attitude of the year? It's a whatever.
It's like whatever. So whatever happens in your life, if you say whatever, you just kind of put your hand up and go whatever. That makes everything better, right?
That's right. Yeah. And sometimes it's just an easy way of just diffusing a very stressful situation or whatever.
So how did you come up with that song? I mean, what happens in life to get you to that point where you say whatever? What's the reason, the story behind that song?
Yeah, sure. It's a cool story, true story. My friends and I were just sitting around at my place on an early Friday evening, and we'd had a really big week, and we were just sitting around on my front porch, and we just had our jeans, T-shirts, trucker's caps on, and we wanted to go out. I said, oh, wouldn't it be cool? Let's go out. Let's go out. Let's have a dance. But none of us could be bothered getting dressed up. So I said, well, whatever, let's just go anyway. Let's just go as we are. We're not dirty. We're just cash. Let's go. So we jumped in the 4x4s and we punched smoke. We ran into the big smoke. And when we got there, we joined the red velvet line of this fancy schmancy pub. And you should have seen everyone, Gary. Everyone was just so immaculately dressed. Right. They, all the girls looked like Vogue models. All the guys looked like Hugo Boss models. And here we were, us country girls. And when we got to the front of the line, the bouncers looked us up and down and just had a laugh. And we said, come on, just let us in. You know, we're not going to cause any trouble. We just want to come in and have a dance and a chilled night. So they did. They were really sweet. So they let us in and we had a very, very good, fun night. We didn't care whatever anyone thought of us. We did whatever, said whatever, wore whatever. We got on the dance floor. We owned the dance floor for the night. And we just had this really, really cool night, just me and the girls. And it was on the way home from that night. I was sitting in the passenger seat and I just – my friends call it, oh, here she goes. Here goes JD. She's off with the fairies. I literally just tune out and I block life out. And I had the whole song written by the time I got home.
Wow. And
I had everything written. I could hear everything. Not only the lyrics, the melody, I could hear the guitar parts. I could hear what the drums needed to do. I could hear the whole song in my head. And that's how I write. I write in wholes. The whole concept comes to me.
Wow.
And so ran into my home studio. I think that was about 4 a.m. that we got home. Maybe a bit later. I think the sun was coming up, to come to think of it. Yeah, maybe a bit later. And then I just ran in and I had pretty much the whole thing down.
Wow. That's got to be nice. I kind of do that. I write some songs and it kind of comes, but I don't think it just hits me like that. That's a pretty good talent to have that just hit you. So how did you do it?
Thank you. No, beg your pardon?
Well, how did you remember? Were you singing it as you were going when it came to you? How did you remember all this by the time you got home? Because sometimes if I don't write it down, or did you sing it into the phone?
No, I won't write anything down. I won't write anything down. I won't record anything. I'm a very interesting writer, so to speak. Okay. And I started kind of doing some research about who else is a similar writer to me, because there's very, very few. And there are only two that I found, Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. My songs come to me like a bolt of lightning, like a gift straight from God. They will come to me in finished in its entirety. And I won't write anything down. I won't record anything. I won't put pen to paper. I will literally just have something in my head. And look, even if I'm out down the back of the property and I think, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to get to my piano for a good few hours, I'll hum it and I'll sing it and I'll have it in my head. But by the time I hit my piano, if I have forgotten part of what was going through my head, I'll know it's not good enough.
Wow.
I'll think, right, if it's not rememberable, I'm not using it. And for me, I don't think twice about it. So, no, okay, it wasn't good enough. I'll dump it and won't think about it again. If it hits me again and comes back to me, I think, wow, there it is. There's the song. So it's a very, very interesting way of writing, but I just feel very, very blessed because when these big, very influential people in the industry say to me, I can't compare. I know your country. I can hear those country music roots all the way through your music, but I can't compare you to a single artist, dead or alive. And to me, that's one of the biggest compliments that I can receive.
Wow. Yeah. I've been listening to you, you know, on the song, you know, whatever, and watching the video. The only comparison that I think of is like Shania Twain. Have you ever got Shania Twain?
Oh, thank you. Well, that's a good one.
It's because
I'll take it. Yeah, thank you.
It's because she's fun. She's, you know, she's just got her personality is just fun kind of personality. She's kind of got an attitude. You know, she's fun when she needs to be, but when the songs are kind of have an attitude, it kind of hits you really strong, you know, and that's how your video and song is like, boom, you know, I'm a fun kind of girl, but don't mess with me because it's like whatever.
That's right. That's right, Gary. Yeah, I'm, you know, sugar and spice and all things nice.
I mean, that's just, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, you walking into the bar, like in the video, you know, and the guys, you know, thinking, yeah, here's a girl. I'm going to go out with her tonight. And she's like, yeah, whatever, you know. So, but that's, I'm sure that's happened before. Has that happened to you? And do fans talk to you and say, you know, that happened to me? And I just go like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does happen. And it was one of those nights where just me and my girls just wanted to have that girl night out. And I'm telling you, for all the girls listening, grab your girlfriends, don't wear dresses, don't wear heels, go cash, wear your boots, go out and have a dance and just be with your girls. And it's quite surprising the energy that you build with your girls when you're on a night like that and not caring about whatever anyone thinks of you. It's when you get the most attention. It's when the guys at the bar will literally, or wherever you are, will literally go, wow, okay, there's a bunch of girls who know how to have a good time. They're in their boots, they're having a dance, they're not caring what anyone thinks of them. And it's a good vibe to catch.
Right. Yeah. No, it really is. You're noticed. You're definitely noticed. You know, especially when you throw out the whatevers. You know, when you're throwing that out, yeah, you get, yeah, people really take you seriously.
The video came out great.
Awesome.
He was fantastic to work with. You know, I was showing him footage on my phone from that night out, and he just captured it perfectly. It looks like a documentary. I was really fortunate to find Joel Black and work with him. He's great.
Wow. So it was based on the night out that you, so it was literally the actual, you just recreated that night in the video. So that's,
yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What I am wearing in the video is exactly what I was wearing the night that we went out.
Wow. I like that.
It was down to the T. The jeans, my lane boots, my belt buckle, my little T, my Guerin chicky hat, everything that in the video is exactly what I wore on the night out. And I really wanted just to capture that moment that we had. And I think we really did. It was good fun.
That's good. You know, and I'm from Alabama, you know, and are the Australian girls – you know, in the country girls, are they, do they have the same attitudes, or is it comparable to the Southern girls with the sassiness and that attitude, would you say?
Oh, I would say Aussie country girls are a lot more raw, a lot more down to earth, and just a little bit more whateverish. us country girls here in Australia, we are, I wouldn't call us sassy. I think we're feisty,
yeah.
But we're sweet at the time. At the same time, we're kind of sweet and feisty, and it's, I've spent a lot of time in the US. I've got a lot of friends in the US, and I would say look, we are a little different, but we're all awesome. I find all country girls have got that pure heart and a little bit of sass, a little bit of fire, and I think it's what makes us country.
Right, and I know the girls around here, they love that attitude, that whole attitude, and the, you know, with the girls' night out thing and the whatevers and the, you know, kind of like, you know, like we were saying earlier, you know, I can have fun, I can do this, but when it comes down to it, I can just, you know, throw up the hand. It's a fun song.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it is a girl power anthem song. This is for the girls. This is for every laid back, down to earth, country girl at heart out there. And even those city girls who we met that night in at the Big Smoke, they were so sweet and they were really friendly and really welcoming. And they were literally coming up to us saying, "Man, I feel like running home and putting my jeans and my boots on and coming back and having a good night with y'all, because my goodness, these 4-inch heels are killing me." And we were encouraging, yeah, go home, get changed, come back, have a dance with us. You know what? I think country girls all around the world have got big country hearts, and we take everyone at face value. We've got a lot of love in our hearts, and we've got a lot of respect for our fellow female friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's a great attitude all the way around. So how fun was it to record the music? How fun was it? How fun is it going to your studio and making music?
I love it. I love it. I love it because I know I walk in and I have such a clear vision of how I want everything to sound. My co-producer, Braden Williams, he is my mind reader. I've never worked with a producer so in tune with an artist as he is with me. I am a very interesting writer, as we discussed. It's a very interesting way for a producer to work with an artist who has such a strong vision, not only musically but visually as well, because I am a trained dancer. So I will not only write from a singer-songwriter's point of view, because I write the lyrics, I write the melodies, I write the music, but I also write from a dancer's point of view as well. So I'll be saying to Braden, "No, I need a dance. I need a 4 bars here. I know I'm going to be on the stage here. I know I'm going to be busting a move. I need some breaks here," and then I'll speak with the drummer. "No, I need a little bit more kick in that, kick in that kick drum. I need a little bit more to get stuck into as a dancer." So it's very, very cool. It's really interesting. So we go into the studio, and I have the best band. These guys are sensational. The guys who play on my upcoming album are the best in the world. We have pulled no punches in this upcoming album. And the single, Walking In to Make Whatever, we knew it was a special song. We knew it was a fun song. I really wanted to capture the genuine love and respect that I have for women all around the world. And I just wanted this to grab girls by the heart and say, yeah, look, we don't have to dress up for yourself. Dress up and have a good time for yourself, right, and go out, grab your girls and have a good time.
Right. I'm sure it's going to take off everywhere, you know, and I was thinking about the situation with the pandemic, and you're not able to travel like you used to. So I guess by the time you do get a chance to come to America again and play the places you want to play, it's just going to be an explosion, right?
Oh, I can't wait, Gary. Seriously, I cannot wait. We are ready to go. My band and I are ready to go. The show is cooked and ready to serve. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yes, we are still pretty much we're very restricted here in Australia, even though the restrictions are easing. So we've just have to bide our time. It's been a very difficult past 4 months because we've been in hardcore lockdown for 4 months. But those restrictions have eased now. Lockdown has lifted, and we are busting to get back over to the United States and just put on some killer shows for y'all.
I'm sure you are. I know everybody's eager to see you again over here. And so how did you though, how did you get your start in the music business? Had you been playing for a while? And what was the big moment for you to break into the industry?
Oh, that's a really good question. I started out as a professional ballerina, and I would get, and I started very, very young. I started at the age of 3. So when I was a kid, I was dancing for Royal Academy, and I would get extremely nervous before any big show as a ballerina. And how I would calm my nerves is I would sing in the wings. I would sing to myself to calm myself down. And you could hear the directors and the choreographers, shh, JD, JD, shh. Then my mum swears she could hear me singing in the wings when she was out in the crowd. And it was one of the biggest classical choreographers who came over to my mum after a show and said, "Your daughter's a beautiful dancer. However, this kid can sing. This kid can really sing. She's got the chops." And I loved singing. I love, and I still do. I love singing and dancing equally. And I just kept on singing. And I guess my big break was me being a persistent pain in the butt and listening to all genres of music, and not just listening to the style of music, but listening to how they were produced. And then gathering the sounds that I liked from artists, far and wide, from every genre. And I started listening to these albums, and I'd click onto them thinking, "Oh my God, there's that sound again. That's the sound that I love." And then I'd hear some rock album, and I'd go, "There it is again. That's the sound that I love." Then I'd listen to it, and then I knew it was, and then I started researching the albums, and it was Braden Williams. Now,
Awesome.
this guy has got, has we're talking Arias and Grammys, and I knew he was the best of the best. So through my persistence, I found a mobile phone number for him, and I rang it and sang down the phone. And I literally just sang one of my songs, and one of the songs that's on the upcoming album, to be specific. And I just said, "I'm JD Reynolds. I don't want to work with anybody else. I will not work with anybody else. You're the person I want to work with." And I think he was just so taken back by that phone call that he agreed to do one song. And he was literally producing that one song while he was mid-album with one of the biggest artists in the world. And when we finished this one song, I think Braden had so much fun working with me, and he said, "You are a major talent. I've worked with the best of the best, and you're the real deal." And then we said, "Okay, let's do an EP." And then he said, "No, stop this. Let's do an album." So I think that was my big breakthrough. And anyone listening out there wanting to break in, just really believe in yourself and start at the top. And that's exactly what I did. I wanted Braden Williams to produce my album, and I wasn't going to take no for an answer.
Wow. And you had that within you, that feistiness, that sassiness, that you know,
the country girl feistiness.
See,
that's it. It's the country girl feistiness, that little bit of country girl sass. And obviously you've got to bring the goods to the table too. Yeah. So you've got to make that first impression count. And obviously it didn't sound too bad down the phone.
I guess not, right? Well,
I guess not.
I know a lot of people though that they don't listen to negativity. Do you do that as far as being positive and somebody says something negative, do you kind of shut them out? Or if somebody doesn't like what you're doing, is that a way of, you know, when you're feisty and you know what you want, you kind of shun all the stuff that don't go along with your goal. Is that what you do?
Yeah, look, for sure. But I'm very open-minded. I think there's a big difference between someone just trying to be a party pooper and raining on your parade and someone who is giving constructive criticism. I will always take constructive criticism on board, but I am a very strong-willed and determined person. I have a really strong vision for my music and for my sound, and I have learnt very quickly to distinguish between party poopers and constructive criticism. You've really got to believe in yourself. And you have got to think very positively and have a very, very positive attitude. And you've really got to back yourself. You've got to be your biggest cheerleader, because at the start, that's all you got. You've got God. You've got hopefully one or two family members who absolutely love you unconditionally. And you've got yourself and your gift. So you've really got to... I'm thankful every minute of every day for my blessings from God. God wants you to showcase the talents that he's blessed you with. And I've just kept that in mind throughout my entire career, from being a very young ballerina to a country music artist.
Amen. I like that. Yeah, God is definitely behind every positive thing that we do, I promise you.
Absolutely. Right? I'm not doing this on my own. I've got God and I've got my mama. And I'm telling you now, that's pretty much all I've needed.
That's it. That's, you know, enough said. God and your mama. Yeah. That sounds like a good country song you need to write.
there you go.
And I want half the credit. No, I'm just kidding.
all good.
Just kidding.
All good. It is. Look, that's been my attitude, and it served me extremely well. So for everyone listening out there, really understand yourself, understand what you're trying to do, back yourself, believe in yourself, keep prayer in as part of your daily routine, and just go for it, and really learn the difference between your party poopers and constructive criticism.
Wow, that's really good advice. I'm gonna have to write all this down, you know, and apply. I'm gonna apply it to myself.
I should start a podcast, Life's Philosophies,
see,
with JD Reynolds.
Why don't you do that? Hey, talking about encouraging people, you know, I like to encourage people too, and it helps to encourage me because I'm listening to what I'm saying. I'm like, I need to take that advice. But yeah, people need to start a podcast and start, you know, playing music and writing, because during this pandemic time and all the mess that's happening in the world, sometimes you just got to do something creative and take your mind off all the other stuff, you know, and be a positive influence.
You do. Find something that you love. I know it's tough because you've got to keep the dollars in, you've got to keep food on the table. And us country folks know that better than anybody.
Yeah.
But all the city folk know it too now during these past couple of years.
Right.
You do have to work, and you've got to get the dollar and the food on the table. But always find something, you know, some time for something that you love and pursue it and try to find that life balance, because it's just so important.
Right. And so what is your future of your music? You got an album coming out. So when is the album going to come out?
I know, I'm very excited. If you could see me, I'm pretty much doing the Snoopy happy dance here. I'm very excited about this upcoming album. It is exactly the way I heard it in my head. This entire album hit me just as like a bolt of lightning, seriously. It was just a complete, entire blessing from God. Every song on this album is a single. There are no flip sides, there are no B tracks in this album. There are no fillers. Every song is a single. Big songs, and I've co-produced it with Braddon Williams, just to the point where I was crying happy tears. I'm sitting in the studio and I've got tears to roll. And it takes a lot. It takes a lot for a tear to roll down my eye.
Wow.
We're pretty country strong.
Yeah.
But listening to these final mixes before they went off to mastering, I could hear it. I could hear what God blessed me with, and I could hear it coming out of the speakers. And it's a bit of a powerful moment. And so it's coming out, and it's an album for everyone. If you feel like a party night out, if you have experienced heartbreak, if you've got a boy that's bugging you and you won't pull his head in, if you've got if you're sad, if you're happy, if you're angry, it's a roller coaster of emotions, and there's something on this album for everyone.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to you coming over here to America and playing the songs from that album, and maybe put all this
behind us. Oh, it's a show. It's a show. I won't be literally playing the songs. I put on a show. You won't see me standing there. I am a very, I'm pretty much very new, fresh country. I think people will be the first five, 10 minutes of my show. I think people will just be looking up with like deers in headlights thinking, what is this?
Well, you got the ability and the talent, and you know, I know you're a singer, songwriter, you're a model and a choreographer and a producer, and you got all these things. And I guess that helps these days to have all that in one package, and you know, you just got it all, right?
I've been blessed. I've been blessed, and I've been blessed with a great mum who has really nurtured that, nurtured everything that I've been blessed with, and I have loved every second of life. This pandemic has been really hard. It's been hard for everyone around the world, but the human spirit is strong, and God's got this. God's got our backs, and everyone's just got to trust.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I appreciate you talking to me, and I'm looking forward to the album and your music, and I'm loving the whatever. Hey, I'll take a whatever from you. You can tell me whatever anytime.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's funny how often you say it or whatever. Everyone just go have a listen. Watch the video clip. Reach out to me on my socials, JD Reynolds Official. I always answer my fans. You won't get any kind of bot responses. It takes me a while to answer everyone, but I personally answer every single person who writes to me.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to be spreading the word and showing everybody your music and let them know about it. And I'll be seeing you somewhere down the road, just, you know, somewhere. And
absolutely. You better be front row and center having a good time.
You know it. You know, be looking for me and tell me whatever.
I will. Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. And come backstage and meet the guys. They're special human beings.
Hey, I will sure do it. I appreciate you so much, and thank you for taking time to talk to me today.
Oh, look, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. God bless you. God bless everyone listening. God bless your families. Everyone, hang in there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Real Music with Gary Stuckey. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you'd like to support this channel, you can click on the support button and give whatever amount that you like. And I appreciate it so much. Thanks to the ones who have been giving in the past. And it means a lot to me. Just want to let you know that. And until next time, everybody, whatever you do, keep the music real.